For a number of reasons, I would feel a lot better just to be down floor level with you. I would just feel more comfortable with that. But I will stay here where I am situated at this time. Again, I want to remind you that are here for worship this morning that Mary Martin and Maria send their love and best regards and all of our family, our children, and our grandchildren have heard about you so often that they send their love and best regards to all of you. I did not even mention in the presentation this morning, but even the brethren in the Pacific, those native brethren scattered across the vast Pacific Ocean, they send their love and best regards to all of you. I thank God for the opportunity to share God's word to you and for me this morning to break the bread of life. And I am a strong believer, if any man speaks, let him speak the word of God. I would want to do what Paul said in Ephesians 4 and 15, to speak the truth in love. For every preacher of the gospel and every Bible teacher, that is the perfect balance, to speak the truth in love. I do not like ever to think in a mediocre frame of mind. I do not ever like, and never, I try to never just aim down here. It is always my heart's desire to do the best that I can and to do all that I can to be the very best that I can for the Lord. And I believe that probably every person in this auditorium this morning, your desire would be to not be mediocre, just so-so, but to be the very best that you possibly can. And I believe that the church only can reach its greatest potential when you and I will never be satisfied with just being mediocre, just so-so average. But rather when we as a unit of believers in a location can all be on the same heartbeat, and that we can do all that we can individually to be moving from good to great. I don't want to just be good. Now, I do want to be good in one sense. But in the other sense, I do not just want to be good. I want to be great. And I believe that there's something in every single person that would want to be great and to move from just being mediocre to great. But to do that, you must, and there's no other way, you must desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, Peter would say, "But to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." We must desire to move from just being good to being great. We'll never do it if we don't desire. And then it must be our daily life to have in our heart to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5, Peter would say, as he begins to discuss the Christian graces as they are discussed, so that we may move from being good to being great, he says, giving all diligence. If you and I, if we're going to move from being good to great, if you're going to be above average, just so-so, and move to being great with God, you must desire the sincere milk of the Word. And every day you must grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then you must give all diligence. This is a training field for us as Christians on this earth. And it is a training field that will lead us all the way from here to heaven. But only if we change our lives. Only if we will move from just being good to being great. There's not going to be any average people in heaven. And they're not going to just be those people that just accidentally get in. I mean, they're just so-so. But only those who desire to move from good to great. Only those that make it a part of their everyday life. Only those that will give all diligence to move from being good to being great. In Matthew chapter 11 and verse 11, Jesus began to teach the people, His disciples. What a great example He used. I would have used Moses. I would have maybe used Joshua. What a warrior and what a leader of God's people. No man like the man Moses. There's no man that had the humility of that man. But here's a statement made in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 11 that says, Jesus says to us, that you know, here's John the Baptist, and he is the greatest born among women. You ever thought about that? Greater than Moses. Greater than Joshua. Greater than the Apostle Paul was the man John the Baptist. You never thought of it, had you? But there it is. John the Baptist was greater than all beings born of women, of a woman. But he says, even if you're least in the kingdom, he says, Jesus says, you're the greatest. And so you see, there is a possibility that all of us in the kingdom, the church, that we can be great. But are we? I mean, look around. I want all of you just crook your neck a little bit. You know, it won't hurt the exercise. Crook your neck. Even turn all the way around and look in the back of all those that are assembled this morning. Now, how much will it fall tonight? I get your bulletin. How much will it fall tonight? And why should it fall like that? Now, I know that we have those that are older. We have those that have health issues, and we all take that into consideration, and that's a given. We understand that. But how many of us really want to be above average? It is our heart's desire every day to be growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How many of us desire to be great? How many of us are giving all diligence? Somebody is not giving all diligence. We don't want to just be so-so. But how can we be moving from being just good to great? How can we be moving from just being so-so and just average? I mean, I'm here Sunday morning. What more do you want? Don't think like that. Lift your sights to greater things for God. Think outside of where you are and think about how great that you can be for God. Don't think about where you are, but think about where you ought to be and how that you can be moving from being just so-so, just average, to being great. Number one, you can think great thoughts. You know, it all begins right here. Am I right? You are no more than what you think in your mind. You are no more than that. I love the way that Paul would say it in Philippians 4 and verse 8. He would say, if there's any courage and determination, virtue, if there's any courage and determination about you, if you want to be better than good, if you want to be better than average, If you want to be better than mediocre, if you want to be great in the kingdom of God, you've got to meditate on that way of life. You've got to think about it. And I wish that this morning, all of a sudden, that I could just snap my fingers and that everyone here, I could change your life this morning. I can't do it. You've got to do it right here. Now, here's what you ought to do. Start this way. There's got to be a starting point. And think in your mind, I am going to be back here this evening. I am going to be back here this evening. Unless there's an emergency of life and death. Well, it is that evening, being back here this evening, one way. I'm going to be back here this evening. You know, we will only move from being good to great in any facet of our lives only if we do what Paul said in Philippians 4 and 8. If we will meditate on these things. Number two, we need to develop great habits. It starts right here. You know, if we're going to move from being good to great, we're going to have to think great and we're going to have to develop great habits. You know how you're going to break the habit of not coming back Sunday morning and Sunday night? That's just one area of Christianity. Don't think I'm picking on that. But I do see it a problem in the brotherhood today. I do see it. It's clear. It's obvious. There's no doubt. Read the bulletin. Pick up the bulletin. Read the bulletins from the brotherhood. And it reflects that we need to get on the move. You know what? If we want to move from being good to great, we've got to develop great habits. You know, a number of years ago, we were living in Saipan, the Northern Mariana Islands at the time. Dan McLeod, I made a big mistake. I said to Mary Martin, if there is one thing that you could change about me, what would it be? She said, why can't I have 10? Isn't that just like her? Isn't that like her? Hey, Johnny Davis, isn't that just like Mary? Don't give me one, give me 10. But I said, no, I'm not going to give it, just one. I mean, it's a bad habit. She said, you can spend more time with me at the beginning of every day. I broke a habit. I mean, what? I really did it in a sneaky way, really. What I did is still get up and do what I do every morning, that is get up and pray and get up and read the scriptures. But I did it earlier so that I might go with her and spend some time with her at the beginning of every day. You know, you and I, we can do it. We can break any habit that we have. You know very well what God said through Solomon. He would say in Proverbs 23 and 7, he would say, you are what you think. If you want to develop great habits, it all begins right here, right? You've got to think the right way. You know, I read an article not too long ago, and here's what that article said. That you can break any habit in 21 days if you really have the desire and determination to do it. Just try it, whatever habit you have. Like not coming Sunday night. Not coming Sunday morning. Not giving like you should. Not really being involved in some program of work for the Lord. I mean, there are so many programs you can be involved in here at Palm Beach Lakes. And there must be one that will fit to you and your abilities and talents. You know what? You are what you think. And you will not really be any more than what you think. And what you ought to do is start developing those good habits in your life. Start and don't give up. Say, I'm going to do it for 21 days. I mean, why don't you try 21 days? I'm not going to miss Sunday morning, Sunday night, or Wednesday night. Or I'm going to take my life in whatever way it may be and I'm going to change it. I'm going to start being involved in the work. I'm going to go to the elders and say, what can I do? Where can I fit the best? You know, if we're going to be moving from good to great, we must develop great habits for the Lord. 21 days you can do it. Give it 20. Now, don't cheat. Don't do that. God knows it. Don't you cheat. God's going to settle accounts on the day of judgment, isn't he? I mean, you know, no doubt about it. Hebrews 9:27, we're going to stand before him. If you cheat, you know, you're going to be given account for it. But 21 days, you can change your life. Whatever way you want to change it. Whatever areas you want to improve from just being good, so-so, mediocre, to being great, you can do it in 21 days. And then thirdly, you need to dream great dreams. I believe that everything is possible with the Lord. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. Dan's brother, Jerry Jenkins, said Robert Martin is a testimony to that. One day in the pulpit at Roebuck Parkway, where my aunt and her daughter were members of the church. But he went on to say, you see, here's what it is if you really want to do it. You know what? If we're going to move from good to being great, you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to dream great dreams. Now, teenagers, don't wake mom and daddy up in the middle of the night or 2 a.m. in the morning with your great dreams for the Lord. But you know, we all need to be like that dreamer Joseph. Mary Martin doesn't appreciate it when I wake her up at 2 o'clock in the morning and say, I've had something on my mind. I've been dreaming about this for the Lord, and we need to write it down before we go back to sleep. She said, why don't you write it down yourself? She said, won't it wait till in the morning? No, it won't wait till anymore. Get up here. You've got to write it down. We need to dream great dreams. I love Isaiah and Jeremiah and the graphic language that they would use in Isaiah 40. Isaiah said that we can soar on wings like eagles. I love that. Because if we want to move from being good to great, it's going to take spiritually our soaring on wings like eagles. Isaiah 40 and verse 30 and 31. You know, if we will dream great and have confidence in our dreams, and we will work very diligent to accomplish the great dreams that we dream spiritually, a long life's way, we're going to accomplish a lot more for the Lord. But if we aim down low, and we're just so-so, we're mediocre, we're just average, that's what we're going to be. And I don't believe it's going to make it to heaven. I do not believe that. So we need to dream great dreams. And then number four, we need to pray great prayers. We need to pray great prayers. You know, we have a brother in Fiji, and that brother, Brother Nitani Rivovo, we worked together a lot. We were in the areas where I felt like, well, I'm going to need a translator here. He'd say, I'll do it, Robert. He could translate like a machine gun firing. I never had to slow down. But many times as he would translate with such fire and enthusiasm, about preach myself to death. But also I love to hear Brother Nitani Rivovo pray. Man, you wanted to just jump up and say, you know, hallelujah, praise God, let's get with it. I want to say like Brother Kibo, let's put legs on those prayers. You know, we need to pray great prayers. I love hearing people that have God on their mind. And they have God's work and the way of God's life on their heart and mind. Don't you sense that in their praying? Don't you see that as they begin to pray? In Ephesians 3, 21 and 22, Paul would say, now to him that is able to do abundantly, above all that we ask or think in our praying. And we even think God's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all of that. And then, not only that, but Paul would say, we need to have the mind about us that we will give God all the honor and all the glory and all the praise. In Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 19, Paul would say that my God is able to supply all your need according to His riches. You know, sometimes I hear people say, I can't do that. Can't, never could, never will. That's just the truth. We need to know that we can move from just being so-so, move from being just average and mediocre, to move where we need to be. It's not beyond us. If we think it and we pray it, well, God can put, God can just change things in our lives and the life of the church. You know, we need to be moving from good to being great. And then number five, if we're going to move from being good to being great, we're going to have to pursue and empower great people. Now somebody said, well, I'm not good and I'm not great. Yes, you are, and you're above that if you want to be that way. Now, it's just where you want to be. Now, I understand that we've got those baby Christians that need to grow. And I understand that we've got struggling Christians that need to grow. But to the baby Christians and to the struggling Christians, what you need to do is to just work very, very hard on finding the right people. You know, the biggest mistake Mary and I made when we first became members of the Lord's Church in Northwest Alabama, biggest mistake we did, look at some of the people right around us dropping a $1 bill in the collection plate. And we thought, well, that's what Christians do. We're baby Christians. We were not brought up in the church. And so for that reason, that's what we did. And not until Jerry Jenkins came along later did we change that in our lives. And I'm thankful to God we did. You know, if you want to move from being good to being great, and you are a baby Christian or you are a struggling Christian, you pursue and you empower great people, and it will change your life. I promise you it'll change your life. You know what? The elders, the preachers, and the deacons, they are looking for people. They are pursuing and wanting to empower people that are no good. Right? No! And all the church said no. No! What do? They pursue and they empower people that are moving from being good to being great. I love what the Hebrew writer would say. In Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12, that you do not become sluggish. You know what that is? So-so. Mediocre, just average. That you do not become sluggish. But here's the contrast. Imitate those who through faith and patience, that endurance, that steadfastness, inherit the promises. You know what you need to do? If you're unfaithful, make it right with God this morning. Don't wait. You know, if you are a struggling Christian this morning, All of us have been there sometime in our life, haven't we? You know what? If you surround yourself and empower people that are just like you, guess where you're going to stay? Same place. God's Word would tell us to empower and surround ourselves with great people. You know, I do not believe that Hebrews chapter 11 has finished being scripted. I believe that, church, that there are those among you right here at Palm Beach Lakes that from the yesteryears and even right now still with you. That great list of faithful Christians, it's not over, it's not finished. They're still among us. And will always be among us. You know, surround yourself with great people. And guess what? you yourself will be a greater person. And then finally, well, don't you like to hear that word? I always tell those preacher students in the Pacific Island Bible College, don't say that. They start tuning out. Don't you do it. I'll go another 30 minutes if you do it. And now, I believe here's the final point. If we're going to move from being good to being great, we've got to make great sacrifices. We've got to make great sacrifices. Give even beyond what you are. Can't give beyond what you have, but give beyond where you are, what you are. Give beyond that. Of your life and your time and your talent and even your means, we've got to say, Lord, here is my life and here are my rights. Isn't that what we've got to say? Lord, here's my life and here's my rights. I surrender them to you. Oh, how we sing and love that song, All to Jesus I Surrender. We've got to give beyond where we are in order to move from being good to being great. Mary and Maria came to me a couple of years ago before a trip. Mary and I had already been praying together and talking about the trip and just spending good time together before I would leave. That's the wind beneath my wings. I knew something was wrong, something was up. And I said, what in the world's going on in my own mind? But I didn't say anything. They said, we want to sit with you. Maria said, Dad. Mary said, sweetheart, we want to sit with you. We want to talk to you. And I thought, oh no, what's coming down the pipeline now? Shouldn't think that way, because I know those two ladies. And so Maria said, Mom, let me speak first. Dad, if you ever let my health issues hinder you or stop you or discourage you, I hope God will take my life away. And she wasn't joking. And Mary said, what am I going to say now, Robert? Because I was going to say the same thing, and I didn't know what she was going to say. They're not here, so I can speak it openly to you. We've got to learn to make great sacrifices. Sometimes when I'm on the field and I'm going 24 hours a day, it seems like. And it seems like at times when there's so much to do in places, especially like Fiji and American Samoa and Western Samoa and the Psalms. Seem like those brethren just think of things, you know, to do. I love it, though. I love every minute of it. And after about 2 weeks of it, and we're going day and night, and I begin to say, Lord, give me the strength and energy. I remember Arietta Maria Martin. I remember Steve Martin. And I remember Mary, and I remember what they have given of their lives to the work. Paul really meant what he said. In Romans 12, in verse 1, he would say, brethren, in the view of the mercy of God, I'm begging you to present yourselves a living sacrifice. Have you really done that you can move? Have you really moved away from just being average, so-so, just mediocre? Are you moving from being good to great? If you're not, and if you have not, I want to ask you to do it this morning. Here's your opportunity. Here's your time to say, Lord, here is my life. And Lord, here are my rights. Galatians 2:20, it is no longer I that live, but Christ who lives in me. Will you not move from being just good to being great this morning? The invitation is yours, and I can say no more. Thank you.